We're on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara. Mishnah says, if somebody says that I seduced your daughter, so he only pays boshes and began, but not the knas, because moda b'knas is potter. So Mora says, v'lishni or nasti, say a bigger chiddush, that he says that I raped your daughter, not that I seduced her. Why? Because lo mi boya kamer. Lo mi boya, no, anasti is a less of a chiddush. Why? Lo mi boya anasti, loka pogim lo. Right? You're not casting aspersion on the girl if you say you raped her. It's not her fault. There's nothing wrong with the girl. She was forced. But if you say PCC, so then you're saying that the girl agreed. So you're casting aspersions on her. Right? The local pogim law, the Mashal Boshabgan. So by Anasti, we believe him to say that he raped her, and he pays her Boshas Begam, because she can only gain from that. The father gains by getting the money. And there's no loss, because there's nothing wrong with the fact that she was raped. She didn't do anything wrong. Aval Posisi, the Kopogim law, but Posisi, if we let him pay Boshes to Begam, make him pay Boshes to Begam, that means that we believe him, that she was seduced and she agreed. So there's a Begam in her, and she did something wrong. Emalo Mishalim Apiatsmo, I might think over there he doesn't pay, because we don't want to put credibility into what he said to be Pogim, this girl, as if we believe him that she agreed. Gamash Malon, Masnisan, Delo. That's not the case, and he does pay Boshes of Begam, even by Posisi. Kihai Tana, and that goes according to the following Tana. The Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Mishum Reb Shimon, Af Boshes of Begam, Eino Mishalim Al Piatzmo, right? Lo Kol Heimeno, Sheif Gombito Shoploni. Right, Delo Kihai Tana, right? Not like our Mishnah, therefore, is not like this Tana, that Reb Shimon ben Yehuda said in the name of Reb Shimon that he doesn't pay Boshes of Begam by himself, not because it's a knas, but because if we believe you that you seduced this girl, we believe you that she agreed, and it's a Begam in her, so therefore we don't believe you, and you don't pay. Okay. Rashi, Delo Pogim Lo. Ain la shel anusa godel kilar shel mufuta. The fact that a girl was raped doesn't cast aspersions on her as much as if she was seduced. Kivin the lat begam di lahu mehemnina le lemishkel mine boshes begam apid. And since there's no inherent aspersion cast on her, so therefore we make him pay. Emelo nehemne lahazik esalaz. But by Posisi, there's a half a minute to say we shouldn't believe him. And he shouldn't have to pay, because if we believe him and he pays, that means we're casting aspersions on the girl, just from what he says. He doesn't have the power to be mazik her as a promiscuous girl. And the Maisha, that in itself is a machlokas. Reb Shimon holds not like that. That in a chanami, we don't believe him to pay boshes to begam, because that would cast aspersions on the girl, and we don't want to be marzik as if we believe him. Omer le Rav Papa Labaya, Nichol of the Dido Amai, right? So now the Gemara says, according to that Tana, that he doesn't pay Boshes of Begam, because if we make him pay Boshes of Begam, it means we believe him, and therefore cast aspersions on the girl. What if she doesn't care? He says, I'd rather have my money. Say whatever you want to say about me, just give me the money. Right? Mara says, Dilmalo Nichola Lavia. Right? Maybe her father's not so happy that his daughter has these bad things about her. So it's not only up to her to be mevater on her laz and get the money, the father also. Mara says, Nichola Lavia, mai. Well, what if the father says also, hey, look, give us the money. We don't really care what you say about us. No, there's other family members that are bothered by this, especially since not getting any of the money, right? So they're only having the aspersion on the whole family. Right? What if every whole family says, yeah, we like rather the money. We don't care what you say about us. No, maybe there's some family member that is a little sane and does care what they say about them, and therefore they're way somewhere we don't know where they are. So even if all the family we know say they don't care, pay, right? We don't care what you say about us, just give us the money, that doesn't help. Okay. Because maybe there's some family member that we don't know about who is makbid. Okay. What if she says, you know, I don't really care what they say about me, just give me the money, the boshet subgab. Lo nichol of nemishpachu. Beisdin ein aleim lasos dover lahachzik boshtam. Beisdin shouldn't do something that embarrasses anyone in the family. Okay. One. Haomer gonafti mishal misakeren. Person who admits that he stole something from somebody. So he pays back the principal. Itmar, Paul Ganiska, right? Chatsi Nezek, the short time, gores, and damages. So he has to pay Chatsi Nezek. That Chatsi Nezek is Knas, or it's Mama. Rapapa Omar Paul Ganiska Mamona. Rapapa says that it's Mama. We'll discuss what that means. Ravhuna Bereder Vishua Omar Paul Ganiska Knasa. And Ravhuna Vishua says, Chatzi Nezek is a knas. The nafkamina will be, do you pay Chatzi Nezek al piatzma? If you admit that your shore, gourd, another shore, do you have to pay the Chatzi Nezek? If it's mammon, you pay. If it's knas, you don't pay. Rapapa, rapalganiska mamona, kasover stam shvarim la becheska shimur kaimi. Rapapa holds the Chatzi Nezek is mammon. Why? He holds that stam shvarim, even shvarim that never gored, are what's it called? You have to assume that they could do damage, and therefore you have to watch them. And if you didn't watch them, you're chayif to pay. You really should pay the whole thing, even the first time. Uvedin hu demeshalim kule, v'rachmana hu dechayis olei. And the Torah will have rachmanas on you since it's only the first time. So until three times, you only pay half. But really, you should pay the whole thing. It's really mama. Really, you are responsible to watch that shore. You should have realized that the shore could go out and do damage and gore somebody. Right? By Shane and Regal, where it's doing it because it enjoys doing it or whatever, or it's the normal thing to do, there's no shaila that you have to pay Nezek Sholit. But goring is unusual. So shaila is, how unusual is it? Is it something you should have taken in consideration and you should have watched your shore? And if you didn't, you really should be chayiv in everything. But the Torah had Rachman is on you. So you pay half, but you're paying mama. You're paying what really you deserve to really pay the whole thing. And, but the Torah had Rachman is chayiv salayu, dakati lo yoy turah, because you weren't warned yet. So the Torah had Rachman is on you. But really when you pay, you're paying mama. Rafuna braid of Shuamar, palganiska knasa. Kesover stam shvor in becheska shimur kaime. He holds it's a stam shvor who's never gored. You don't have to assume that it's going to go out and do damage in an unusual way, right? And therefore, you didn't really have to watch it because you could assume that nothing's going to happen. Why should you even imagine this animal is going to do something unusual, right? So really, you didn't have to watch your shvor, and you really shouldn't pay anything, right? If it didn't, who'd blow the shalim cloud? Really, you shouldn't pay anything. So it's not mammon; it's a knas that the Torah gave that you should watch your shore, even though normally you don't have to watch it because you didn't have to imagine that it's going to do this. And therefore, if it happens, it's like an onus. So therefore, you're not chayiv. Really, the Torah said pay half as a knas to give you the incentive to watch your shore. Okay. So that's the what's the kavan of the Torah? Why half? Half is a what's it called, a hanocha from really what you should pay, or half is a knas extra. Really shouldn't pay anything, and you're getting fined to pay half. Rashi, palganiska she chiva Torah short time that's a nogeach or does something that's unusual pays half What is that? Mamono mishal mapiasmo. Nakamina is, if it's mamon and you admit to it, you have to pay. Lav b'cheska shimur kai. But if it's a knas, you don't pay it. Lav b'cheska shimur kai. Mi im lo yishmurum bailim shelo yaziku. Einam b'cheskas mishtamrim me'aleim shelo yaziku. Elam azikin afilu nizka de lav urche. Stam shvarim, a person should know that the chances are that it can go out and do damage, even something unusual. And you should have realized that, and you should have watched it. And if you didn't watch it, you're chayef to pay. Hilkach al morayu ramya l'naturinim. Therefore, the owner has to watch it. V'zeshelo shomro b'dinhu d'l'shalim kula. And since he didn't watch it, sure, the chiyuv of mamon comes from, since you have a chiyuv to watch it, and you didn't watch it, that's why you're chayef. Right? And since he didn't watch it, he really should pay the whole thing. Elo d'rachmona chasale, toren rachmonas, and gave him a hanacha. What you pay, you really should pay the whole thing. The fact that you're paying half is the rachmanis of the Torah, but it's something that you deserve to pay. That's mamo. Yosef shmira al shmirasa. The other man Yomer says no. Normally, you don't really have to take in consideration that a shore is going to go out if it didn't do it three times. And damage on was something that's unusual, and therefore really you didn't have to watch it, but the Torah wants you to watch it extra so it doesn't go in damage, so it gave you a knas that if it damages you have to pay half, but really mikra adin, you should pay nothing. Okay, simin hizik ma v'hemis klal. Okay, it's not hanizik v'hamazik v'teshlumin. The Mishnah says in Bava Kama that the Nizik and Mazik share the payment. In other words, the Mazik does not pay the entire amount. The Nizik has to accept some of the loss. So Bishlom Alamad Yomer Palga Nizka Mamona Haina Dishayach Nizik B'Tashlumin. Right? Where do we see that the one who is damaged also has to shoulder some of the loss? So if you say that Chatsi Nizik is Mamon, so then really I should pay you everything. But the Torah gave me a hanacha, so you shoulder half the loss. The one who was damaged shoulders half the loss, because really the one who did the damage should pay everything. And the Torah gave him off. So who does the onus fall on to shoulder that other half? The guy who was damaged. Ela mandiomer palga nizka knosa, but the mandiomer says chatsi nezik is a knas, hashti lavdi deko shoka b'tashlumim isay. So that doesn't make sense. Really, the guy should get nothing. The Torah is giving him half as a knas on the other guy. So what's he shouldering part of the damage? Really, over here, there's no chiyuv at all. You're getting half that you don't deserve. So what are you shouldering the other half? You're not shouldering anything. No, there is a portion that the nizik also has to chip in. Like, what is that? If when the thing was damaged, the carcass was worth $10. And then by the time they went to Beis Din or whatever, the carcass was only worth $5. So that $5, that then, and he only gets paid, let's say the animal is worth $100. Now the carcass is worth $10. So he only pays $90. Because you don't pay for the whole thing, you pay minus what it's worth now. Worth now $10. So he pays $90. Now, by the time they came to Beis Din, the carcass was only worth $5. So he doesn't pay 95, he pays the original 90 that it was worth, or that was minus the 10 that it was worth when the damage was done. So who shoulders the other 5? The Nizik. He has to shoulder that 5. Mara says, P'chas Nevela Tanina. That's a Mishnah. You can't say this Mishnah alludes to P'chas Nevela. Because there's the Pharish and Mishnah about Pchas Nevela. Tashlume Nezek, Melamed Shabailim, Metaplim, the Nevela. Right? Tashlume Nezek. I make up the addition of what I damage you. Meaning, I add to what the thing is worth now, what it was worth before. But I don't pay for you the whole thing. I don't pay you $100 for the animal. I pay you whatever more it is I damage you, that it was worth more, minus what it's worth now. Right? So I do that at the time of the damage. Therefore, the bailim, the owner, the one who was damaged, has to shoulder the loss if it gets worth less between the time that it was killed and the time that you get to baste it. No, one of the Mishnayos tells me that Pchas Nevela, by a tam, the Nizik has to shoulder, and the other one tells me Pchas Nevela by a Muad, the Nizik has to shoulder. Utsrichan, you need both cases. I might think a tam, since he didn't have what's it called, hasra. That's why I don't have to pay the pchas nevela, the mazik, right? Because l'maisa my sure why I didn't get a asra, so at least that much give me off. Okay, the but the muad not muad. I was warned, so I should have to pay the depreciation between the damage and the bezdin. The yashmin muad mishum the kamashal and kulei by a muad, since I'm paying everything. So don't make me, what's it called, pay also the pchas nevela. You're getting everything, right? So you shoulder part of the problem too, if it depreciated between the nezek and the time we went to based it. Aval tam imalo, but tam only getting half, so you might as well get the full half, and if it depreciated, then the mazik should have to cover it. Tzricha. Therefore you need two mishnayis, one to tell me a tam, that the depreciation of the carcass, between the time of the Hezek and the time they went to Beis Din, in both cases, Tam and Muad, the Nizik shoulders it. Rashi. Ha-Nizik v'ha-Mazik v'teshluim, shnei ha-Matsidim v'dover. They both shoulder part of the loss. Sol-Kadayit et-Ohachikomer, Tavayu motiluhu b'hai-Pseida, the Nizik Matsid Pauga, Mazik Pauga. So now the Gemara thinks it's going on Chatsi Nezik. And that's where they shoulder part of the loss. I pay half and you lose half. You don't get, you have to shoulder half. That's only if it's what's it called, mamo. But if it's knas, you're getting half that you don't deserve altogether. What are you shouldering any kind of loss? Handed the Shaykh Nizib Teshlum, the Matsid Palgum Amome. The Lavdi Day Shokel, the Mashinotel, the Chinam Notel. What you're getting, you don't even deserve anything. You're getting half. What do you consider you're losing the other half? You're not losing anything. It's all gain for you. B'tashlumin ise bitmiya lo nitzrecho elu l'pchas nevela. Hodik toni nizik b'tashlumin lava palga de koshovik komar. It's not talking about chatsi nizik. It's talking about a different thing where the nizik has to shoulder part of the damages. Ela bahu palga nizka nomi de koni le rachmona matzik kol pchas shepochs nevela midomeho mishas misa chas amoda bedin. Right? On the half that he is getting paid, on that he loses whatever the depreciation was between the time of the Hezek and the time that they went to Bezdin. Sheshomenes and Avela Kamahoy, you yotha hashor b'chayav, the Kamahoys and Avela yotha b'shas misa, mishal machetzi. How do you calculate the damage? You see how much the shor was worth when it was alive. You see how much the carcass was worth when it was damaged. If it was $10, you only pay 90. Even if now they depreciate it to only be worth 5, the carcass. Avamasha huzlu demei nevela mishas misa ad shas mechira ein hamazik mishalim klumbo subchas. The nizik has to shoulder that loss. Ubavakama yolat neikro. We learn from psukim, right? Why the nizik has to shoulder that? It's not a svara, it's a posik. Vashmin and haitan de pchas nevela the nizik have it. Okay. Tashlume nezik malamit shabal metaplum benevela. Tana de Braisa Dorish Lishna de Masnisa, the Snan Bavakama, Mishalim Tashlume Nezik, the Mate of Oritz. You pay Tashlume Nezik, to fill up the Nezik. The Tana Alobe Braisa, the High, the Noka Tana de Masnisa, Tashlume Nezik, the Lotana Mishalim is Hanezik, Lashmin and also Shahanizik, note the lesson of Lasso Metapulbo, that the Nezik has to, he gets the carcass, and you just have to be mashlim and make up what it was damaged more than that. Why don't you two mishnayos to tell me the same halacha? The komashalim kulei v'dayu behefsidze. Right, so the Gemara says, no, you need one mishnah to tell me that by a tam, the nizik has the depreciation, right? Because I might think that by a tam he doesn't, because he's only getting half, so the other guy should pay at least the whole half, even when it depreciated. And by a mu'ud, as the chiddush is, since you're getting the whole thing, why should, then maybe the nizik should also be involved. Okay.